USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth has died at the age of 96. Her Majesty the Queen died peacefully with her family beside her. She missed the opening of Parliament for the first time in almost 60 years. The chairman of the Fed Reserve is hoping the central bank has learned from past mistakes when it comes to inflation. Speaking at the Cato Institute, Jerome Powell referenced moves made in the 1980s which led to a recession. This as mortgage rates hit their highest level in nearly 14 years, the average rate on a 30-year fix now at 5.89%. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced on Wednesday that they successfully retook multiple towns in a counterattack against Russia. U.S. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, says Ukraine's progress is steady and deliberate.
Russian command and control in the headquarters have been disrupted, and they're having great difficulty resupplying their forces and replacing their combat losses.
With the midterm elections looming closer, American voters are considering a slew of hot-button issues ranging from the economy to reproductive rights. Another issue of interest is rising crime, with a recent Pew Research poll finding 60% of voters consider violent crimes to be an important issue as they gear up to vote. Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan weighs in on his thoughts regarding the defund the police movement.
Saying you want to defund the police to improve policing is like saying you want to defund the schools to improve education.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Jeep is unveiling new all-electric vehicles that will be available beginning in 2025. That announcement earlier with Jeep taking the wraps off the Recon, which is modeled after the popular Wrangler and Wrangler S. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
California's grid operator is continuing to warn that record high temperatures could lead to rolling outages. Appearing on Fox Business, Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall criticizes the state's energy policies, claiming they're expensive and unreliable.
I think energy policy, environmental policy, we should always talk about those together, but we have to take into account affordability and reliability.
An attorney general is standing up to the Biden administration's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has a story.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, and other top Biden officials who are resisting efforts to obtain their communications with social media companies must hand over their records. U.S. District Judge Terry Doughty ordered on Tuesday. The government is being sued by the Attorneys General of Louisiana and Missouri over alleged collusion with social media firms to censor users. 50 government officials have been ordered to turn over their communications as soon as possible.
The owner of Regal Cinemas is filing for bankruptcy. Cineworld filed for Chapter 11 protection Wednesday, saying the company plans to cut costs by renegotiating how much it pays in rent for theaters. Cineworld is the world's second largest theater operator with over 750 locations worldwide. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.